This is the Home Health Revealed podcast. Hear stories from real industry leaders discussing topics affecting the ever-changing industries of home health, hospice, and palliative care. All right. Welcome to Home Health Revealed. I am Hannah Vail, your host, and typically I have Michael Greenlee. He is not available. We are on site here at the Missouri Conference, and I have a very special guest with me today. His name is Ali. Now, tell me how to say your last name, right?
Jabri.
So Ali and I was in the audience last night as he was singing karaoke and carrying the party last night. It was great. You did awesome, Ali. Can you just kind of tell me a little bit about you, your background in the company?
Yeah, so my name's Ali Jabri. I'm originally from Kenya, from East Africa, but I've lived in five continents. I speak five languages, and I've always been somebody who's driven to solve problems using technology to make it more accessible. So I founded a company called Quema because I found out how dangerous it is for a lot of different groups of people. Initially, the company was created to provide a layer of safety for people. Like, we were selling direct to customers. It's kind of like a wearable device that was discreet and can call for help whenever you're in danger. Now, in this journey, I found out about how dangerous it is for healthcare workers, and even more specifically, home healthcare workers. So to throw some stats at you, every hour, two nurses are assaulted in the U.S., and for home care workers, it's even worse because there's no security background, there's nothing. You walk into a home, you don't know what to expect from the house. Sometimes things go very south very quickly. So there's a huge shortfall of nurses right now. There's over 1.2 million nurses that are missing in the workforce as of 2022. That number has gone up. So it's a very pressing issue for a lot of healthcare systems and, more importantly, caregivers. So we created this wearable device, the badge reel. Everybody wears one, right? So we added a layer of safety to it by putting a panic button in it, where you could press discreetly and not escalate a situation of violence. So it's been really overwhelming to hear some of the stories out there, and it really gives us a mission that we love.
Sure. So talk a little bit more about clinician safety and kind of some of the challenges that people are facing in the home specifically and how the badge works.
Yeah, so let's talk about, we like to say we're nurse-driven innovation. So nurse-centered design is what we like to say, because a badge reel is, as weird as it sounds, as basic as it sounds, a badge reel is actually a very easy thing that almost every nurse in the workforce wears. Whether you're in a hospital or you're at a patient's home, you'll always have your badge reel on it, right? And that's kind of how we made it simple for people to have this extra layer of safety when they go into a patient's home with the best intentions, but sometimes something goes south, or like they're in an unknown environment, right? So that peace of mind is a huge issue for nurses across the country right now. So that's one thing that we really focus on, giving that reducing that anxiety when you go into a patient's home. And that's really one of the North Stars we focus on. That being said, of course, when the button is pressed, it notifies security if you have a security team. It notifies 911 if you don't have a security team, and also notifies like your supervisor so they know, like, hey, Nurse Jackie needs help, and this is where she's at. At least I know 911's on the way, but I'm going to make sure I'm on top of this, right? So, like, that kind of added benefit is huge.
Yeah. So does it work on cellular? Is it, kind of talk to me about the functionality.
Yeah. So what's really exciting about what we've been doing is that we work with healthcare systems and behavioral healthcare systems that have on-site, off-site kind of caregiving. So if they're on-site, the badge reel syncs with a Bluetooth kind of beacon that's on-site, so it can tell them where they are within that facility. So if it's like a 10th floor building, they'll know it's like, hey, it's the 10th floor, room 1001, or like hallway that's here, right? So security can get to them really quickly without wasting time of where this person is. On the flip side, that same badge reel that you're wearing at the hospital, now you're going to a patient's home, it also works at the patient's home. Now the difference there is that it syncs off your cell phone or your tablet. So that also provides a GPS location. And instead of notifying your security team now, it notifies 911. So that's kind of the difference on how it works and how simple it is to use.
Very cool. What kind of feedback are you getting from clinicians?
So it's funny you bring that up. We were just at a conference called AONL, the American Organization for Nurse Leadership, and we actually had surveys, and we asked nurse leaders and nurses, like, hey, what's your most important feature in a panic button? And all of them said, like, there was four answers. I think one of them was, like, no charging. Something else was discreet. Something else was, I believe, integrated. And then I forgot the fourth question because most people didn't choose that fourth one, within reason. But most people chose integrated. Like, I want something that's not an additional workflow, something I don't have to wear, something else I have to wear. And I was like, there's no wrong answer because Chroma does all four, but that's exactly why we're getting so much traction, because there's no brain power attached to having this battery on you. You don't have to remember to wear it, you don't have to remember to charge it. There's none of that. Like, it's very wear and forget it kind of thing. And yeah.
As part of their daily routine to put it on and have that name badge or whatever attached to it. So very good. Well, what other questions maybe have I not asked that you'd like to answer about clinician safety?
Yeah, I mean, I think unfortunately it's always a topic that's under discussed.
Yeah.
And there's a good and bad side to this world right now, where because of the pressure that strikes are happening, like laws are passing for healthcare worker safety, now healthcare systems are taken a lot more seriously. It's not like they weren't, but it's a cost, right? Like there's no direct ROI. There is a direct ROI, but it's not a money-making division. Investing in safety and security is not a money-making division of the healthcare system. So it's always like kind of put in the back burner. But nowadays there's a lot of like exercises done around like return on investment and investing in these kind of technologies, because you can now retain people faster. It costs about $60,000 to replace a nurse whenever they leave or are off time because they got injured, right? So those are costs that are directly hurting the bottom line of the healthcare system. So it's interesting to see where we've evolved. And of course, incentives are in the right place. So I like to say, when I talk to administrators or leaders, I always tell them like, hey, you have a legal and moral responsibility to do this, but guess what? I'm gonna help you also see the financial benefit of doing this, right? So our job is to make it easiest and easier for healthcare systems and clinicians to feel good when they go into the workforce. So that's been really interesting to explore more.
So, and I'm imagining you don't automatically push the button, right? You talk through some de-escalation techniques and things that maybe, so when it comes to that ROI, right, you don't know what you don't know. So you don't know what could have happened and what maybe you could have saved from a nurse from happening. So talk to me about a little bit of the de-escalation techniques that you work through.
That's great. So it's always just being like empathetic, using empathy as a tactic, really. And caregivers are good at that already, right?
Yeah, sure.
Now the challenge lies when the people who generate the violence, normally patients or patient family members, we like to call it patient-generated violence, they may have been used to creating a lot of violence and not having consequences for it, but the best practice is actually pressing the button when it's a code green, which means verbal violence, because verbal violence escalates, right? So you wanna be safe than sorry, better safe than sorry. So that's kind of the best practice for dealing with these kind of incidents, because you don't wanna wait till that person is physically attacking you for you to press the button. That's sometimes too late. So we include de-escalation training as part of our service, because you can always buy yourself time even when escalation has started. And it's always good to just be a bit more upfront with de-escalation, right? Like, always mention like, hey, I'm on your side. I'm just a nurse with the system. I know you're frustrated. We're gonna get this worked out together. You know, like using that kind of tone of voice, using that kind of like communication style. Now it doesn't always work. So like, it's not gonna be like a one size fits all. So that's part of where de-escalation comes into play. But really, I hate to say it, but nurses get attacked like all the time. And even with those gold standard de-escalation training, like it's not gonna 100% prevent something from happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's where we really understand, and we've talked to thousands of nurses both at home care and hospital, and have heard some nightmare stories.
I bet you have. Well, hey, thank you so much for agreeing to come and talk to me. It's been great to sit down with you and talk about some of these things. If anybody wanted to reach you and your company, can you give me a website or somewhere, a contact information?
Yeah, sure. So the company is called Chroma, which is actually a Swahili word. It's kind of like all good. So it's used to ask, hey, are you okay? And it's also used to say, hey, I'm doing fine, which is kind of what we do.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Kenya, so I had to plug that in there.
I love that.
So Chroma is Chroema.co is our website. So that's how you can find us.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time.